B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And a good Wednesday morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas in for the Cuz today. Anthony will be back tomorrow. We're, I think, getting final word on what the status is of the Achilles. And we'll find out timelines for surgeries and rehab and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure we'll get an answer either by the end of the show today or we'll talk about it tomorrow. So Anthony out today with the doctor's appointment. You'll be able to hear him tonight because his corner special Wednesday edition at 6 o'clock. So if you're desperate to hear Anthony, you will hear him tonight at 6 o'clock. For now, you have me filling in for him, Ray Dunn behind the board. And we got a lot in store for you today. I already see Ian, who's on hold, and we'll get to him at some point this hour, talking about how he's bummed about the World Baseball Classic. I can't wait to talk about the World Baseball Classic. Last night was awesome. It sucked that the USA lost, but it was just great baseball, and this entire tournament was great baseball, and I can't wait to give my thoughts on that, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well now that it's over, because you know we know how things go. When there's a trending topic out there and somebody says something stupid like what Keith Olbermann said, people are gonna chime in and give their opinion. Now that it's over, I want to hear how you actually felt about the tournament. But that's not where we're gonna start. We're gonna start about the Eagles, and we're gonna start with the Eagles offseason, because that's what we're doing right now. And I was driving in this morning. Usually, like, when I wake up and I know that I'm filling in for Anthony, or if it's, you know, a Saturday show, I know I have a pretty good idea of what I want to talk about in the morning. You know, I'm having a cup of coffee, watching Coop roll around and having a good time because there's no cares in the world for him. And I was stumped. Like, I really was. And I was like, man, what is the angle for the Eagles? What's the topic for the Eagles today? And it got to the point where I was driving. I was on 76 when I finally did the talk to text to Ray about what I wanted to get into with the Eagles. And it's kind of based off of my not having an idea of what to talk about this morning. I have a feeling that we as a fan base right now are underwhelmed or indifferent, or, you know, you just don't really have an opinion about the Eagles offseason so far. You have an opinion on a specific move. You have an opinion on a guy that they didn't re-sign. I get all that. And I kind of feel the same way. Like, let me get this out of the way now. I'm happy with what has happened so far. I am. The biggest one was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and the biggest thing that I wasn't happy about was Fletcher Cox's $10 million one-year deal. I'm not happy that Fletcher Cox is back. I'm not happy that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is gone. Fletcher Cox, if he was back on a $6 million deal like Brandon Graham, it's a different story. But 10 mil was a bit much to me. I thought it was kind of crazy when I read Adam Schefter's tweet last week that there were more lucrative deals on the table for Fletcher Cox. But he took the deal, the hometown discount, and I appreciate him doing that if that's actually true. But 10 million for a guy that I think has lost a step, I don't know, 3-4 years ago now, kind of concerning for me. But whatever, it's a one-year deal. If it doesn't go out well, you know, at least this is it, and he's gone after this. It's kind of like the Jason Peters thing where you bring him back every year, every year, every year, and then eventually the Eagles realize, okay, this is it. But for the most part, I look at this team, and I still think that this is a very, very good team. I think Howie Roseman has done basically everything that he could to keep a team afloat following a Super Bowl loss, to still be contenders, and to also not destroy your future, right? Because at some point, Jalen Hurts is going to get paid. At some point, Jalen Hurts is going to take up a lot of that cap space. And that's a good thing. That means you found your quarterback. As much as we complain about, oh man, once you pay the quarterback, you're in trouble. At least you have the quarterback. Think about the amount of teams that are always looking for a quarterback. The Eagles found their guy. So I think they've done pretty much everything that they could. There are things that I'm upset about, as I mentioned. There's things that I'm happy about. I'm not thrilled that Fletcher Cox is back on a $10 million deal. I'm not thrilled that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is gone. But I'm happy that they retained Darius Slay. I'm happy that James Bradberry is here at a 3-year contract. I'm happy that Jason Kelsey is back. Brandon Graham is back. You got Rashad Penny on here on a very cheap deal to kind of prove himself, which we have seen the Eagles over the last couple of years do well with those kinds of contracts, the one-year prove-it deals, the two-year prove-it deals where it's not that much money. Howie Roseman has done a very good job at that. There's players that left here that I wish were still here but you weren't going to pay the money for. The Eagles were never going to pay Javon Hargrave that kind of money. I had Hargrave at the top of my list of a guy that I wanted to bring back. But once I found out the terms, once I found out how much money he got from the San Francisco 49ers, and once I found out he was a fraud and talked about how if Brock Purdy was playing, it would have been a different story, I'm glad he's not here anymore. That's not true. I wish he was still here, but you weren't going to afford him. So I'm glad that they didn't overpay for anyone. There hasn't been somebody that they overpaid for. And again, Howie Roseman's thinking about down the road as well. I've brought up the story from Jimmy Kemsky a couple of times. Jimmy Kemsky, Philly Voice, does a great job. He put out like kind of an opinionated piece about whether or not this should be a get-right cap year where you're not doing anything crazy financially. And I think that's exactly what's happening.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, you know, you got James Bradbury in a 3-year contract. You extended Darius Slay. But they haven't spent major money anywhere this offseason so far. And if you think about it, a lot of the guys that got you to the Super Bowl are back this year. The Eagles' offense is still stacked. You still have Jalen Hurts. You still have an incredible offensive line. Yeah, you lose Isaac Seumalo, but I think you'll be able to find a way to replace him because you still have four incredible starters on that line. You have A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. You have Dallas Goedert. The running back room, we'll see. We'll see who Rashad Penny is. You guys know I was never the biggest Miles Sanders fan. He had a great year last year, regular season. Had a great regular season last year. I know Kenneth Gainwell showed some things in the playoffs. I saw a tweet yesterday. I don't know what account it was. I don't know if it was one of the TV shows or if it was the NFL itself, but somebody put out a tweet of what's the best new running back duo in the NFL? And there was five or six options. And one of them was Penny and Gainwell. And I'll be honest, I laughed when I saw it. I was like, really? We're going Penny and Gainwell? You know, it's not Penny and Shaq. All right. This is, you know, Rashad Penny and Kenneth Gainwell. And I like Kenneth Gainwell, but not to the point where I'm about to go, oh, this is one of the best new duos in the NFL. I'm just not there. So between the Eagles moves, and then if you just look at the conference itself, the conference stinks. The NFC is not good. I will admit, Dallas Cowboys have had a good offseason so far. They've had a very good offseason. Bringing in Cooks, bringing in Gilmore, they've had a good offseason. But they're still the Dallas Cowboys, and it's still a mess there, and they still have an awful head coach. But for the most part, you look at the conference, look at the guys that have left the NFC, and I still don't know what the Niners are doing at quarterback. It's going to be Purdy and Lance, it seems like, and that doesn't strike fear to me. But I just feel like so far, and it's early, the draft hasn't happened yet, I get it. There's still going to be the late offseason additions that the Eagles always make. But just the sense that I've gotten, look, I've been doing this not a long time like Anthony. I've been doing this a long time all of a sudden. I blink. I'm turning 30 at the end of the year. I've been doing this for 10 years. I know the tone of the city when you do this 6 days a week. I just feel like the majority of fans have been kind of underwhelmed or indifferent about this offseason. To me, I'm happy. I'm happy that they're still going to be contenders. And I do that this is still a potential D word. You got to win one. If you won this past Super Bowl, the word would have been spelled out. Dynasty. It could be the beginning of a dynasty. It's not there yet. You got to win first. But they at least got to the Super Bowl. It's a good start. I still think that this is a team that can sustain its success for, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years? Is that fair? I want to know from you how you're feeling about this offseason so far. I don't need necessarily a grade, but I just want to hear from you at 610-632-0975. how you're feeling about the offseason, because right now I just get a sense that there's not many people that are fired up, but I don't see anybody really complaining, which I guess is a good thing. If there's no complaints, that's better. It's kind of like a safety in the NFL. You don't hear the guy's name all that much. That means he's having a good game. That means probably the rest of the defense is having a good game as well. If nobody's complaining about the offseason, because we're good at that, we're good at complaining. If nobody's totally complaining just yet, I guess that's a good thing. But I also don't hear the same sort of excitement, and I'm guessing that's part of last year's offseason. Last year, you know, you get Hassan Reddick, you get A.J. Brown during the draft. Howie Roseman had some home run additions that we were excited for going into the season, and then they played to those expectations or overplayed their expectations, like Hassan Reddick. He was better than I think a lot of people expected. But I just kind of get that sense that people are kind of like, all right, still waiting for that next big move. I don't think there's going to be one. I think Howie Roseman is going to do something that we weren't expecting, because he always does that. It's funny, Jeff McClain was on yesterday, right? And Anthony asked him about Bijan Robinson. And Anthony set up this long question about Bijan Robinson. And Jeff McClain just goes, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, just boom, doesn't think it's going to happen. And I'm sure he's hearing things. He covers the team, right? But it's also because he's with the team every single day. He knows Howie Roseman isn't going to do that. Howie Roseman, it's pretty simple to figure out what he's probably going to do. He's going to do something that's going to surprise us with a trade or a signing or something like that. And then with the draft, it's going to be interior offensive line, defensive line, late round picks. You try to get some guys that might turn into something, just like any other NFL team does. He's not going to draft a corner in the first round. It's kind of the same thing every single year. So to me, I'm kind of putting my feet up at this point. And I know people don't like that because you're waiting for the next big one. We see it all the time with the Sixers. How come the Sixers didn't make this big trade? How come the Phillies didn't make this big trade at the deadline? The team's pretty good right now, and I'm happy with it. 610-632-0975. I'm going to get Ray's thoughts on this coming up. And I want to ask, okay, A, how you feeling, just period. How you feeling about the offseason? It's like a Dr. Phil. How does this make you feel? I just want to hear how you're feeling. Also, how long can they sustain this kind of success? I think this is still the beginning of a nice long journey to be an Eagles fan. I also have a question about players that have left that we have turned on real quick in honor of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and players that have left that we're still kind of rooting for. I want to bring that up on the other side, 610-632-0975. Again, I'm filling in for Anthony today. He will be back tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from Parks the next couple of days as we continue the coverage of the tournament, which is exciting. But today I'm here in studio with you, 610-632-0975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.